PennDOT briefed residents in the Wallingford area last night about the project to add a flex lane to Route 476, also known as the Blue Route. The lane would be used to alleviate peak hour congestion. Project manager Michael McGuire says on I-476 in both directions between Route 3 and I-95 interchanges, crews would widen the inside shoulders to provide an additional lane only when needed during peak hours.
The whole purpose of this project is to reduce crashes and minimize congestion. The current outside shoulder will still be used for emergency responders, also for snow removal, vehicle breakdowns.
A similar project is planned for portions of Interstate 95. The bad news, the work won't start until 2028. A bill to improve access to hospital financial aid programs has passed the Philadelphia State House. Democrat Arvin Vicott originally authored the legislation to create a state-supported medical debt relief program, but the bill was changed last month to focus on notifying parents of existing aid programs instead. Lackawanna County Democrat Bridget Kozarowski told colleagues Tuesday she firsthand found out how medical debt can deepen a health crisis.
When my own son was diagnosed with childhood leukemia, the last thing I wanted to worry about was the stress over medical costs. No family in Pennsylvania should ever need to think twice before seeking care for chronic or other serious conditions for fear of going into medical debt.
The bill passed with broad bipartisan support, now moving to the Republican-controlled Senate. A bill to legalize recreational weed stalled in a state Senate committee Tuesday. The legislation would have done several things, including allowing Pennsylvania liquor stores to sell cannabis, making the state liquor board in charge of pot regulation, and establishing a social equity program. Before the vote, Democratic State Senator Marty Flynn said, "It's what the voters want.
It's time we get this done. If you go to Franklin County, if you go to Armstrong County, you go to Philadelphia County, the majority of people want to see legal marijuana for adult use. That's what the polls say. So it's time we in the Pennsylvania Senate do what the people want."
The bill failed by a 7-3 margin, mostly along party lines. Lehigh Valley Democratic Senator Lisa Buscola voted against it. In New Jersey, a school parent teacher board person has been arrested and charged. Gloucester County officials are calling this woman for stealing more than $50,000 and failing to pay thousands of dollars in invoices. Deptford police arrested Tara Webb. She's facing charges of stealing that money. She was a treasurer of the Pine Acres and Shady Lane schools. In sports, the Phils play a doubleheader today and make up for one rained out yesterday. And legendary slugger and admitted gambler Pete Rose is now eligible to enter the Baseball Hall of Fame. But the earliest he could be considered is the summer of 2028.